today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us because we're going to speak about the power of motivation.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, is the 19th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to verse 31 of chapter Al-Imran and learn a point about this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim.
Say, O Muhammad, if you should love Allah, then follow me. So Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah is forgiving and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verse has been revealed about a group of the people of the book who used to say, "We are the lovers of the Lord." Then Allah defines the followers of the Apostle of Allah as the clear example of this love and tells his Apostle, Muhammad, thus, say, if you love Allah, then follow me. If you are true in what you claim, that you love Allah, then follow the Apostle of Allah. This act of following is the same as obeying Allah. It is in this case that Allah loves you and forgives your sins.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
The power of motivation is the title of this part on today's special. Motivation is the desire to act in service of a goal. It's the crucial element in setting and attaining our objectives. Motivation is one of the driving forces behind human behavior. It fuels competition and sparks social connection. Its absence can lead to mental illnesses such as depression. Motivation encompasses the desire to continue striving toward meaning, purpose, and a life worth living. People often have multiple motives for engaging in any one behavior. Motivation might be extrinsic, whereby a person is inspired by outside forces. Motivation can also be intrinsic, whereby the inspiration comes from within.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic that we are going to talk about, encouragement in creating motivation. In an Islamic environment, unlike the Western theories, they consider man to be a multi-motivated being and a mixture of positive and negative characteristics and talents. These motives are in conflict and opposition in the existence of an active human being. And the behavior of every human being is subject to the motive that prevails in this conflict and opposition. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam interprets human behavior towards God as worship and divides people into three groups according to their motives for worship. There are three categories of worshippers. The first category worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear of the punishment of hell, which is the worship of slaves. The second group worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hope of reward, which is the worship of mercenaries. The third group worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love and affection, which is the worship of the free or the freedom seekers. According to the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the behavior of man in front of his creator is regulated according to one of the principles that we are going to mention here, either based on the behavior to achieve rewards. All people expect rewards from their speech and behavior. Therefore, various rewards were mentioned in the Holy Quran and the tradition of the and the traditions of the infallibles, which follows a good deed. In this same context, in many Quranic verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly promises people spiritual rewards and heavenly blessings so that they are motivated to achieve them and do righteous deeds with divine motivation. Whoever strives for the pleasure of this world, we will make him benefit. And whoever wants to reward of the hereafter, we will grant him the blessings of the hereafter. It is God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and God hears and sees. This is the verse 134 of chapter An-Nisa.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
For helping you, we'll look at motivation tips. For today, setting small goals to build momentum. If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task and another and another. Research shows that frequent small success can build a sense of momentum that can in turn drive long-term success, especially early in the process. Whatever your big goal may be, start by breaking it down into smaller chunks. Getting a new job might be a big goal. Smaller goals could be updating your resume, making a portfolio website, or attending a new working event. Oh. Motivational Islamic quotes start here. Do good deeds properly, sincerely, and moderately, and know that your deeds will not make you enter paradise, and that the most beloved deed to Allah is the most regular and constant, even if it were little. There was a nice quote from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Did you notice that part where Allah says, your deeds will not make you enter paradise? Wasn't that the whole point of doing good deeds in the first place? It's actually not like that at all. We will only enter paradise with the mercy of Allah, no matter how cool our track record is. And Allah is giving us a clear chance to take up on that offer by doing good deeds regularly and consistently. No mention of the abundantly or excessively. Isn't that the most challenging part, though, being consistent? It's not that challenging when you start small. So let's start by doing the bare minimum before moving up the value chain. That would be the daily 5 times of obligatory prayers, regularly and consistently, inshallah.
What are the motives for following an ethical and moral code? So one of the motives of having good akhlaq is that you'll have more friends. People will love you. Bad akhlaq, people will hate you. So this in itself should encourage me to be a virtuous person. Likewise, contentment, al-qana'ah. This is a very good quality. To be content, to be happy with what I have versus just to look at what other people have and wanting more and more. To be appreciative of what I have. This is called contentment or al-qana'ah. This, even though it's mentioned in the ahadith and the imams, but it has worldly benefits. And one of the worldly benefits of contentment is that it preserves your dignity. Because you're not looking at, you know, other people's money, other people's wealth. You're trying to always get rich and finding more opportunities. And thus sometimes you'll have to do certain jobs that you don't like. You'll have to, for example, belittle yourself with certain rich people. When you don't want anything from anyone, that's it. You've preserved your dignity. You don't need anything. No one could belittle you. No one could, you know, basically put you down and treat you with humiliation because you don't need anything. Well, when you need other things or you want other things from other people, they have the chance to belittle you, to insult you and put you down. So contentment, qana'ah, preserves one's dignity. While greed, meaning I want more and more, discontent, I always want one and more, may cause dhul, belittlement. You're going to belittle yourself.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. What you've just listened to was one episode of today's special under the title of Motivation. So inshallah, we continue speaking about this topic more. Till then, have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.